This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is a special edition of Your Money Matters, and each week we try to bring you a lot of great guests all around in the whole financial world, and Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage sponsors this show, and every once in a while, Kurt hijacks his own show and says, hey, it's time to talk mortgages. So
and then let people know what how mortgages are going on out there.
Absolutely.
How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing well.
So we getting ready for the storm tomorrow?
I know. That's what they're saying.
I was talking to somebody earlier today that we've lived here for quite a while, and these kind of storms are not abnormal for us.
Right.
We both are kind of saying, well, this is good. This is exactly what we need.
We just don't know, nor do the weather folks, I think. Sometimes they say 2 inches, we get nine. Sometimes they say 9 inches, we get two.
Dusting.
Yeah, so you never know.
But this storm's, I think it's going to be a good one. I don't think that many people in the last couple of years have seen a good upslope in us.
Mm-hmm.
To where we get a couple feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we get those, and those are really a lot of fun.
No kidding. I think it was 97.
Yeah,
I was here in October 97. Man, it was unreal.
So,
all right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. Their website, aimortgage.net. So, Kurt, let's just kind of talk about the climate out there and just the housing industry, home values, things like that.
Everybody knows, I think, that's even considered getting into a house is that rates have pretty well settled. Back at the end of last year, they had cracked 5% on a 30-year fix. Now you're seeing them back in the low fours. And I think that's had some effect on the marketplace. But what we're seeing now is it's turning into from a completely seller's market to a seller's buyer's market, especially depending on the house in the area. I saw on one of the news channels last night that they said the average price of a home dropped by 2%. Well, if it's overpriced by 5, that 2% is kind of just, it's like the stock market. It's just leveling out. And I think that's what we're starting to see. We still see a shortage of homes. Normally, we're supposed to be carrying anywhere from 16,000 to 18,000 a month. We're still only carrying 9 or 10. So our shortage is still there, but it's twice as much as what it used to be about 6 months ago.
Right.
So we're starting to see some adjustments. There's still bidding wars on many homes, especially if they're nice and they're upgraded. You're going to find that, or if they're in certain areas that people want to be in. But you're seeing if the house isn't, in good shape, you're seeing people have to negotiate more. The seller is going to have to understand that there's not that many buyers for those that actually want to come in and fix the house up on their own. They pretty much want it done, especially when you're paying, $430,000.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's hard for people to understand when they see neighbors three houses down sell something and the neighbor tells them their house sold for a certain amount. So what you're saying is houses can vary on the same street quite a bit.
70 grand. I've had that happen within a block.
I didn't know that much.
And because one's got a basement done and, they've refinished the new hardwood floors and new kitchen, it's going to bring top dollar. Square footage is within 50 to 80 square feet of the same, but I've seen $70,000 difference when you don't upgrade it, when you don't paint it, when you don't do some of the basic things, because the people really don't want to spend $400,000 and then come in and spend another 20 or 30 to make it what they would classify as more livable.
Mm-hmm.
They like the area, they like the house, but they don't want to spend the money behind that. The buyers nowadays, and I've talked to many realtors about this, they're being a little bit more discreet in what they buy. They're not willing to take too much work or too many things that they don't like. They'll just move on. Because if they haven't bought by now, they're not in a great hurry.
Sure.
So we're seeing a delay in the enthusiasm to buy, but when they find it, they're not afraid to get into a bidding war to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it's turned into a buyer-seller's market, working both ways. You're seeing more seller concessions when someone's buying a home. So to help either with the down payment or to help with some of the repairs that might need to be done on the house, you're starting to see a little bit more of that.
And I think that's why it's important to, and we've had some great realtors on the show that are partners with you, and I shouldn't say partners with you, but just do business with you,
right,
and to find out, exactly what you should list that price for. That house for. That's very important.
When a realtor is listing a house, they have their customer at mind, but their goal is to move that house quickly because they've learned over time that sometimes it doesn't benefit to stay on the market. So when they're offering you price, it might be less. I've actually seen, you know, somebody will say, I think my house is worth $450, and the realtor says, well, I think it's $425. They list it at $450, they don't get enough offers. All of a sudden, they bring it down to $410, $420, and they'll get offers in a bidding war up to $450. I've actually seen that happen about 30% of the time. Sometimes going undervalue all of a sudden starts a feeding frenzy, and it goes the other way.
Gotcha. So
and again, it all comes back to the house. How nice is your house? How does it show? How much work needs to be done? There's a couple of my realtors have been telling me if on the home inspection, some of the sellers are unwilling to concede. And I had a customer just yesterday morning. She had made an offer, and they weren't willing to concede to repair a couple of windows and things like that. She walked from the house. She said, I'm not buying it at this price to do that. And she was paying $615,000 for the house. They didn't want to fix these things up, so she walked. So they're being more discreet.
Right. So what are a few things that you think are critical for a homeowner to say, hey, there are some things you don't want to fix and put money in, but there's other things you do want to fix and make sure that these look good. And, you know, I mean, I remember Pamela Meyer and Michelle, who was in recently, one of the realtors we work with. I mean, we're just talking about, you know, curb appeal, all the things. I mean, because right as you pull up, I mean, that is the first look. So you got to make sure everything looks good, even from that standpoint.
And you bring up a good point. When you drive up to the house, is there any clutter? Doesn't matter if there's cars in the garage or cars in the driveway. But when you walk up to the door, I promise you, if every woman's just like my wife, she looks around that door to see if there's any cobwebs. She looks to see if there's dirt. How do you keep the front of your house is going to tell people how you might keep other areas inside the house. And if it's not clean, if it's not at least dusted off, if you haven't got the cobwebs out, it makes you want to start looking deeper. What else are they missing inside? Where else might I need to do work?
Mm-hmm.
So some of those kind of things. If the house, you know, and I've talked about this many times on some of the best improvements you can do. One of the cheapest ways you can get more money for your home is paint. A couple of gallons of paint can add $5,000 to your house just because it looks nice.
Right.
It has a better appearance. Even if it's a flat white. Because if somebody sees that, it lets their mind kind of say, okay, well, I can do this, I can do that on their own. Mm-hmm. But they don't have to say, well, I got to paint over all the dunginess on the wall. So it's those kind of things, the basics.
And it's usually a pretty good idea, too, for carpet, right?
Yeah.
For carpet to look like.
Carpet's kind of, that you could put there, you know, we'll give you a carpet allowance of, you know, let's say $10,000 in the price. You know, that kind of says, okay, we can get past the carpet because we get to pick what we want. Mm-hmm. And if you want to spend more than 10 on it, you can, but you're only spending, an extra 5.
Right.
So those kind of things can work, but you're right, carpet's important.
Yeah. Again, Kurt Rogers, our guest today. If you've got any mortgage questions, we'll take your call, 303-477-5600. So now let's talk about some different type of loans and VA loans. You've talked about a lot of those in the past and how great that is. So, and there are actually veterans out there that don't really know about it or have not taken advantage of it, too.
One of the things about VA, one of the reasons I like it, it is such a great loan. It's so much easier to qualify for a VA loan than almost any other loan out there. It puts a little bit of responsibility on the seller of the house because of the appraisal. They're not going to accept, for example, chipping paint around window frames or on decks. That could be a paint problem.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting the loan itself by itself, it's one of the easiest ones to qualify, and they have relaxed guidelines on it. They're not near as strict in a lot of different areas. They go down. They basically, VA has no FICO score requirement. You could have a 400, and technically you could qualify for VA. Problem there, you run across. Some lenders won't do that.
Sure.
Most VA lenders want to be at 620 and above. I have others that will go below the 600. They'll go down into the mid-fives. The credit score doesn't necessarily drive you off the market, which makes that loan even more attractive and better. The other thing about it is it accepts a bankruptcy. If you've had a bankruptcy, if you're in a Chapter 13 and you've been in it for a month or two, You can do a VA loan. You can do other loans too, but you can do a VA loan.
And the Chapter 13 is where you have set up payments over a few years.
As long as you're making payments.
As long as you're making your payments.
Right. If you've done a Chapter 7, you have to wait 2 years. But most banks are requiring 4. Some even require 7. So we're pretty well past 2008, so most of that washed off. But there's still people, for other reasons, medical reasons, who might have a bankruptcy. They can still come back and get a VA loan. The down payment, and here's the part that becomes really attractive. They will do 100% financing. We're going to get into some numbers later on this, on a VA as to what they'll do, but they'll do 100% of the purchase price or appraised value, whichever is lower.
Right.
You basically don't have to bring any money. If you get the seller concessions, you can have the lender pay for it, so you could actually buy a home with no money down, and it doesn't cost you more. In addition to 100% financing, they don't charge any mortgage insurance. Any lender that goes above 80% that does a conventional loan wants mortgage insurance. FHA wants mortgage insurance no matter what. VA doesn't have mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. So, and to top all of that off with everything else the way it works, they have the lowest rates out there. Their rates are substantially lower than a conventional loan. So you get a loan with no mortgage insurance, 100% financing, and extremely low rates. Besides all of that, they also limit what can be charged to you as a consumer. Some lenders, you can have all these little nickel-dime charges. VA says, no, you get one.
That's so it. If there's so many benefits to this and wonderful things about it, how is it that some veterans either don't know about it or just haven't been told about it?
They don't think it matters. They're told that it's harder to get a VA loan, so go conventional. You might have this upfront mortgage fee on a VA loan. It's none of it surpasses a conventional loan. I can sit with anyone on a conventional versus a VA, and all things being relative, that VA is going to beat that loan all day long. But most veterans aren't reminded of it. It just doesn't work out that way. Right now, only 79% of the homeowners that are VA are VA homeowned, meaning which veterans out there, only 79% of them own a home. There's 21% that have done other loans instead of a VA loans, and there's all kinds of reasons for that. Some lenders steer veterans away from VA loans because it's more profitable than a conventional, for a conventional. And it's amazing. When the lender's looking at the loan, they would rather not do the VA and do a conventional because it's more profitable. There's more margin in it for them because of the restrictions on the cost. Some realtors don't want to guide you towards a VA loan because they think they take longer, they think they're more expensive, and they're tougher on the appraisals. So none of those are because of what's good for you. It's what's good for them. You actually have mortgage brokers that don't like VA loans because, again, there's not as much profit in it. Because VA limits what can be made on the loan, unlike anybody else. So because of that, they want to steer you away from that and take you to a conventional. One way they may have more profitability to it. Because you can't charge a lot of other fees in a VA loan. So those are some of the reasons why you're seeing people that won't even go to them.
So would you encourage any veterans out there listening, unless they know they have a VA loan, man, to give you a call and just compare? I mean, that's free to them, right?
If you have a loan and it's not a VA loan and you are a veteran, you might want to just make a phone call, because even on a refinance, they'll go to 100%, Scott. They'll do 100% financing on a refinance, cash out. Now, if you're a listener and you have a loan and you've decided you want to take cash out to do some work, you understand the cost of that loan goes up. VA doesn't care. They don't change the rate because you're pulling cash out. They don't change the rate because your loan-to-value is higher. That's why it's one of the best loans out there. If you are a veteran, there's not a loan that's better for you to save the most amount of money with the least amount of fees. It's not there. Now, I'm a veteran. I got 3 brothers that are veterans. I firmly believe the loan's a great loan. But too many people are steering away because, A, they think it's hard to work. Well, yeah, you got to do a few things.
Sure.
But it's a veteran. Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Why would you not get involved and help that veteran who's taken the time out of their lives to serve us to take maybe an extra hour to do what it takes so they get a better loan? I always struggle with that. And then you find some of these companies that they'll flip veterans, one to another, to another, to another loan, because they can keep what they call streamlining them and make more money. And that's another, VA's come down hard on that lately.
Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. I'm telling you, just give him a call. It's an actually absolutely free consultation. And, you know, if Kurt checks everything out and you've got the right loan, hey, great. But if not, may save you a lot of money. So give him a call, 720-895-0500. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Did you know that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has a beautiful, unique cat lodge, and their feline guests are loving it? The cat lodge is a special place where cats can lounge all day in the comfort of their own private space or climb to their favorite resting spot on their custom-built cat trees. If your special friend likes to lounge and watch things from afar, the cat lodge has many cozy places, all in view of their colorful and mesmerizing aquarium designed to entertain and delight their feline guest. Whatever your cat's fancy, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center created their cat lodge with your pet's comfort in mind. And all the while, your cat will be under the experienced care of their lodge pet care specialist. They would love to have your cat as their special guest the next time you're away, so don't hesitate to ask about making your cat's reservation in their cat lodge today. Hey, we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 15 years, and you can too. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
2019 is here, and rates are still in the low fours. Denver's housing market is continuing to increase in value, with over 35,000 more families moving in than out annually. The feds continue to raise short-term rates, like auto loans, credit cards, but many of our clients are paying off their credit cards before rates increase again. Others are doing much-needed home improvements, like new carpet, kitchens, finishing basements, etc., and then some are just putting money away for that rainy day. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you heard? There are loans specifically available for those self-employed or those without W-2s. You now have options. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Your locally owned and trusted mortgage broker since 2001, where we specialize in you, the customer. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any questions for Kurt, our number is 303-477-5600. Talking about VA loans here with Kurt. And boy, Kurt, you go through the things, easier to qualify, relaxed guidelines, no FICO score, down payment help, 100% financing, closing costs are limited, lower rates. I mean, man, talk about a win-win.
And 21% of the veterans that buy homes don't use it.
Wow.
I think they're just kind of talked out of it. They need to understand. They need to understand that it works for all kinds of homes. And what I want to kind of cover now is where the real benefit, there's a hidden benefit to being a veteran that comes into play. You can buy it for a single-family house. You can buy it for a townhome. You can buy it for a condo. But where it starts to come into play, you can buy it, use it for a duplex, a triplex, or a fourplex. Now, when you start to consider owning one of those, all you have to do is live in one side of those. Whether it's a duplex or fourplex, you can live in one unit. It becomes a primary purchase because VA will not do investment property. You can convert it to an investment property, but it can't be one when you buy it. So once you get the loan, you can rent out the other sides. It's a primary loan, so they do 100%.
Okay.
So now let's start talking about how much money they'll loan you. In most counties, every county in Colorado has a different VA loan limit to what's called conforming. Most of those are anywhere between 453 and 529. You can go to Arapahoe County, it's 529. Boulder goes up to 578. Douglas is 529. There are some areas up in the mountains that go up into the $600,000 range. That's for a single family. Now let's think about buying a duplex or a fourplex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go out and buy a duplex. You buy a duplex. In the same, for a VA loan, you can go up to $740,000. Now, you're going to buy and live in one side of it. You're going to get that great low rate around four. When I say around four, I mean around four. On a $700,000 property, you can rent out half of it, and your payment, your portion, might only be $1,200 to $1,400 for a $700,000 property because it's VA, because it's rate, because it's got no mortgage insurance, and because you're renting out the other side.
Right. So some of these things we've talked about in the past with Michael Hills. So VA loans, you can do all this with investment property, but you got to live in...
You got to live in one of it for a year. And Michael's talked about that.
Right.
And I've actually got some VA customers that's what they're doing. They're buying a duplex for maybe $550. Because on a fourplex, just to give you an example, in Arapahoe County, on a fourplex, they'll go to $1 million. 100% loan on $1 million. Well, when you start thinking about that, might be a payment of $5,000 a month. That's the payment. You're going to rent it out for probably each unit for probably $1,800. How much of that are you going to pay? So there's veterans that are understanding the power that they have on that. It's not that they can qualify for $1 million.
Right.
The bank will do 100% of that at $1 million. So all of a sudden it starts to change. So the VA availability to do that is huge. Now let's take VA will go above the normal loan limits without charging you more. I can't emphasize it enough. Most people understand if you're buying a conforming loan and it's $529,000, you're going to get the best rate. The minute you go up, you're going to go either to a high balance or you're going to go to a jumbo. Well, the risk is higher. The loan to value is less. There's mortgage insurance. It costs you more. VA doesn't care. What VA will do is if you take let's say a $600,000 property and the limit, let me change that. Let's say you go to $700,000 and the limit on that loan is $578,000 as the conforming side.
Mm-hmm.
So you got $122,000 more money. They'll make you come up with 25% of that. They'll finance the other $75,000.
Gotcha.
That's all. So you're coming up with 25% of $120,000 or maybe $30,000. And you're able to buy a $700,000 property. No mortgage insurance. Nothing.
Wow.
That's it. So there's so much opportunity with a VA if you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have people co-sign with you, VA? Yes. Family members. So there's a lot of opportunity with that, and the loan limits they have are outstanding.
Right. Now, at what point do you get into what I've heard you use terms, jumbo loans? I mean, what is there a dollar figure?
On any loan, there's a dollar figure. They have what they call jumbo loans, which are normally the 529. These are all going to kind of coincide with conforming or FHA. Then they get into a high balance loan. It's that step between certain areas are high balance, so the lenders are not charging the rate that much more, and they'll go up to $689,000. But in that case, they won't do 100%. They may do 95%, but they won't do 100%. And at 95, they want mortgage insurance. So the difference between a conforming loan limit, which is what 80% of the loans are in your area, That's how they come up with them, is 529. And then you go anything above that up to 680. We got one lender goes on high balance up to 689. And then you get into jumbo. And jumbo loans are loans that are higher than that, in some cases higher than the 529. The issue with jumbo is the rate's higher because the risk is higher. Look at it from the bank's point of view. If they're going to loan out, let's say, $800,000, that's like two $400,000 property. They got twice the risk with one customer.
Right.
If they default, they've lost twice as much. So they're a little bit more cautious. You have to qualify them for a little different. They won't go as high as loan to value. So it's going to cost you more.
Now, what if now this veteran, you know, is self-employed too? Does that throw a kink in anything?
No.
Okay.
They I should have mentioned this earlier. When I talked about the easy qualifying, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have regulations as to what your debt-to-income ratio is. Most people that have looked at homes, have bought homes, understand that because they're told this is where you max out. You can't go any higher than that. VA has those, but I've gotten approved recently a customer with a 64% debt-to-income ratio. That's unheard of. Now, there were some extenuating circumstances. He had solid job. He had solid money in the bank. But they took 64% of what he was reporting, self-employed, what he was showing on his tax return that he made. They allowed him to use that to make his mortgage payment and all of his other payments. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac go to 49.9. FHA goes to maybe 55. But because this customer was a solid customer, again, 100%, 64% debt-to-income ratio, because they know it's a good loan. They don't have people foreclosing on VA loans.
Right.
They're solid people. So that's why they look at them. That's why I keep saying VA is a great loan. If you're a veteran, you at least need to look into it to see how it may help you save some money.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number, if you'd like to call him, it's a free consultation. He'd be happy to talk with you by phone. Or if you want to run by their office, right off of Arapahoe in Quebec. But give them a call, 720-895-0500, and especially for veterans out there. Man, so many, many wonderful things there for you and benefits to take advantage of. So give Kurt a call and let him just look over and see what loan you got and see if he can be of help. And again, their website is aimortgage.net. So what do they have to be... so many years of service or anything? I mean, what?
There's some requirement. You have to have a DD-214 that you served. You can serve active duty, and I believe it's 1 year. And as far as you can be in the reserve, and that, I believe, is a two-year period. You have to have served in some cases, when there's actually been a war on or military exercise going on. So it's going to depend. But you're going to have a DD-214. Then what we do, if you don't have, we have a certificate of eligibility we can get for you. We submit it in. Within 48 hours, we get it back, and it says, yes, you're approved. And then it just becomes, how do we figure the debt to income? You know, how much money you got? What are you looking to buy, and where do you want to buy at?
Sure.
Those kind of things. So it's pretty basic. You got to have a job. You got to be able to prove your income like any other loan.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're thinking of buying a house, you got to still be able to pay for it. But from that point on, it becomes a whole lot easier.
Right. Now, real quick, can they do, at any point, can they do like a second home? So they're living in one and they want to do one for a second property. Okay. So it's got to be your residence.
Yeah, it's got to be your primary residence.
Okay.
You can move from one and go to another one and buy it. There's circumstances that allow you to have two VA loans at the same time, but they're very specific, not only by VA, but by the lender that accepts that. Because you only have so much eligibility.
Right.
So if you haven't used all your eligibility on this house, you can use some of it over here in this house.
Okay.
So, yeah, but those are restricted guidelines that they have.
And, it sounds like a win-win deal, especially with a duplex, triplex, fourplex, something like that, to rent out the other side, like we've been talking about with Michael for
I kind of wish now. I would have done it when I got out of the military and bought my first house.
Sure.
I didn't buy it VA. I never thought of it. It was never proposed to me by the mortgage or by anybody. I just never thought of it. I got out. I wanted to buy a house. I didn't use my VA. I used it later on when I found out how good it was.
Yeah.
But I didn't use it the first time. Had I known that, I probably, like Mike, would probably own more rentals because it's a tremendous ability to build your retirement plan and your investment portfolio using your VA.
Right.
And it doesn't cost a lot. It costs a lot at all.
Sure.
So it works.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Flesh and Beck are the attorneys you need after you've been injured due to the reckless actions of a drunk driver. Often victims of drunk driving accidents are forced to turn to their own insurance protection coverage to get their cars fixed and medical bills paid before receiving compensation, even though the drunk driver was at fault for the accident. When you are in an accident caused by someone who chose to drink and drive, unfortunately, getting the compensation you deserve isn't always as easy as you'd think. Insurance companies will bend over backwards to avoid a lawsuit, but only if they think they'll lose. And insurance companies know that if a lawsuit is leveled by a serious attorney and it goes to trial, the jury is allowed to decide on a monetary award for a sympathetic plaintiff who's been hit by a drunk driver. So a smaller injury settlement is in their best interest. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Call Flesh and Beck today at 303-806-8886 for the representation that will hold their feet to the fire and get you all the compensation that you deserve.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
Why are seniors considering a reverse mortgage? Other than no mortgage payments? Hi, Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Other than no mortgage payments, another reason may be the access to equity that they did not previously have. Taking in monthly payments for life or a specified period of time, or simply having a line of credit available. Take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watby, along with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. And once again, if you want to call Kurt, have a free consultation with him, just to check and make sure the loan you currently have is the best one for you, give him a call, 720-895-0500. Especially veterans out there, hey, you don't have a VA loan, give him a call. This could save you a ton of money. So 720-895-0500. Okay, Kurt, I asked a question about what if they were self-employed, and you said didn't. So let's talk about that a minute, because that's been a struggle through the years, a lot of time for self-employed people.
Since the mortgage meltdown, yes.
How can you help them out?
Well, there's a lot of new loans out that are designed specifically for self-employed. They're actually called non-QM loans. And the purpose of those is they're starting to understand that self-employed people actually make good money, even though they use the tax laws to say, okay, I don't want to pay the taxes on them. And the banks are saying that's a market that they don't want to miss. Before, when they had bank statements, they didn't really look at them. They just added the number up and said, okay, fine. Now they're kind of saying, okay, if a person is going to use bank statements, whether it's 1 year or two, they'll take the bank statements and they'll take a percentage of them, like they take taxes off, because it's net money.
Sure.
Especially when you're self-employed. They then will make sure that you're not bouncing checks and you're not rolling money from one account to another. You're not playing the game. But they actually look at them and give some credibility, but they then look at them as income. So as a business person, if you're, you know, for example, I have many of them that are bringing in $10,000 to $15,000 a month. On average, they will count that as income, take about 80% of it, take away all the little minuses and say, here's your monthly income. Now you qualify for any kind of loan you want. So it's actually starting to help business owners instead of going out. And John, we've talked with John Rush about
sure.
this. It's how hard it is to go about doing that.
Right.
You're now able to use bank statements and get a competitive rate and get a loan instead of having to go and find specialty banks to do that, that charge a whole lot more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they're quite popular right now.
Right. And again, one I love about you guys, and I've always said this, you're one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. And another area that interests a lot of people and a lot of misconceptions out there, reverse mortgages.
Very much so.
So enlighten us, what's new with those?
Well, reverse mortgages, you know, we all know that there's 10,000 seniors going 62 years old or older. And that's the age it takes to first qualify for a reverse. But a reverse mortgage, the biggest myth many people have is I don't own the home. That's not true. The home never leaves your estate. It's yours. They can never kick you out. You have to live in your primary residence, if you're using that as your reverse, for 6 months and one day.
Okay.
Then it's yours. If you want a vacation somewhere else, that's fine. It's a reverse mortgage. What a reverse mortgage does, just what it sounds like. Instead of making payments, you're not making payments. Instead of your payoff going down, your payoff's going up. Again, another misconception is, well, my house won't have any equity to it. I can't pass this to my kids. Well, let's think of the number. Let's take a $400,000 house, and let's say the rate on that is 4.5. Well, homes are appreciating, on average, 4.5 or higher. So while the value of your house,
mm-hmm.
payoff is going up, so is the value. So that gap, in most cases, is going to stay there. But even if you go to 2008 when the market crashed, it didn't matter. They can't take the home away from you. Maybe there's no equity, but eventually it's going to turn around like it did. You're not out. The purpose of the reverse is so you're not making payments. You get to take that money and put it somewhere else. And the other things about qualifying, the other people will talk that the cost is too high. No. Was it? Yeah, for quite a few years. And that was back prior to 2008, for many of the brokers, there were no limits or restrictions on a reverse as to what you could do. So lenders could charge whatever they wanted. Mortgage brokers could. So you started to see an abuse in that area. There were many of those that went out of business because they were charging 5 and 6 and 7 points to the consumer and taking it out of their equity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the government said, okay, you can't do that anymore. Again, they got in the middle and said, you know, this is fair. You can't go to get higher in this. So the actual cost of reverse mortgages has come down drastically.
Right. And everything is truly on the up and up because not only, you know, if you call Kurt's office, some specialist there could help you with this, but then there's a third party, so to speak, counseling service that goes back through everything, hopefully, that the original mortgage company guy went through with them, right?
Yeah, one of the things that came out of the meltdown is you have to go to counseling if you want to reverse. You're not allowed, a broker's not allowed to run your credit report till you've been to counseling.
Okay.
Because your credit score, truthfully, doesn't matter in a reverse. So why do I need it? The only question I need to know, are you in the middle of a bankruptcy or are you in the middle of a foreclosure? If not, I don't need your credit report. It'd be almost moot. So you have to go to counseling, and the class is, I believe, a couple hours. I haven't taken one. And they are going to make sure you understand all the facets of a reverse mortgage, how it works, how they're going to add on to it, what your ability is. If you've got equity, how much of it can you get in cash the first year? Can you get all of it? Do you want payments? When can I just say, okay, 6 months down the road, I want to pull? They're going to explain all the facets of the loan to you and make sure you understand them. Then they're going to hand you a certificate. At that point is when the mortgage broker can actually go to work and say, okay, here. They can tell you what the numbers are before you go. Here's what we need to finish the loan. We need to make sure your homeowner's insurance is paid up. We need to make sure your property taxes are paid up. You know, if there's
and you
HOA
do have
fees,
to continue to pay
yeah,
those.
Yeah, you got
to
continue to pay those. You don't make a mortgage payment, but you still got to pay to make sure and maintain the house in livable condition. That's it. It's actually pretty simple.
Right. And now are there some different loan limits? You used to could get a certain percentage, and now they change that percentage.
They're starting to work on, because of the, we talked about earlier, about 529,000 is conforming. Reverse mortgages are about 675 is the max. They're starting to understand that that really doesn't fit in today's world because the home values the way they've gone up. And the folks that are using reverses actually would like to have a, and in many cases, I have several of the clients that are on Monaco downtown. And, you know, those homes are worth $1 million, $1.5 million. Right. They want to do a reverse. So they're starting to learn there's portfolio product coming out that's going to allow you to do a reverse for a lot higher than that. They used to cap you at 675 and whatever your percentage is. Now they're starting to look at changing that so you have the ability to do a reverse on a more expensive home.
Okay.
So, yes, you're right.
And, you know, I know when I had Steve Hurley in from your office and he's talked about, he said, hey, look, if I'm coming to your house, I want you to invite whoever you want, your financial planner,
right.
your attorney, your kids, your relatives, whatever.
Bring Again, anybody who's got an opinion about it to it so they can learn.
Sure. And I think that's why a lot of times, you know, in the past, it seems like there were some financial planners that weren't in favor. But I think now that they're understanding it more, I'm seeing more and more financial planners, you know, we work with here that are saying, hey, it's not for everybody. And you'll say it's not for everybody. It can be the right tool for you.
It can definitely be the right tool. We're hooked up with a financial company that does these seminars about them, and they're very much in favor of them because of what it does to release up funds so that the customer doesn't have to tap some of their other money, and right. they can use it because people are living longer. The whole goal of a reverse mortgage is to give you a little bit of added money coming into your household at a time to where you're probably not working a lot now. I know most of us, after we reached 62, 65, we were hoping to retire. Mm. That's not the case. We're all working
right.
longer. But with Social Security and no mortgage payment and your retirement plan, so the financial planners have learned that it become a great tool to help you subsidize your income in your retirement years. So and the other reason we believe financial planners have gotten excited about is FINRA, which mm-hmm. is who regulates financial planners, basically told them years ago they couldn't talk about it because they were afraid they were going to take the equity out of their home and put it in. So that, and FINRA says, no, that's okay. So they're kind of behind that now.
And there is no spending police you got to report to. I mean, you can take that money. You can buy another property. You can use it for...
Go buy a Corvette.
Redoing your house a little bit. If you just want to stick it in the bank and just know it's there. And I've known people that have done that. You know, they really didn't need anything. They just like... looking over there on their computer screen maybe and just seeing they've got some money in case they need it.
Yeah, it gives them peace of mind in case of medical. There's people who have taken the money out and taken that trip, that vacation that they've always wanted to take,
mm-hmm.
and they had no other place to put it. They couldn't put it on their credit cards because they weren't employed to make the payments back, so now they just take it out. Understand, the equity in your home, you earned it. You made your payments on time.
Right.
You kept your house. You kept it in condition. Now here, this is your money.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't go to, so if you can access it, make it work for you.
Well, if you've got questions again about self-employed, VA loans, reverse mortgages, I mean, I'm telling you, Kurt and his crew, they got a great crew there. They'll be glad to help you out. 720-895-0500. When we come back, we're going to talk about another loan, which you've heard Kurt talk about many times here, but I'm telling you, it is gaining traction and a lot of people are using this. And as you understand it, you will see it is something, a tool that will help you pay your house off a lot faster. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms.
Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, and you will find Affordable Interest Mortgage there as well. So, Kurt, we're talking about assets, and we're talking about this loan coming up, and it's called the Asset Manager. So let's talk about assets for income, so to speak.
Well, again, lenders are learning that just because somebody isn't working full-time doesn't mean they don't have the ability to make the payments. There's loans out now that are called asset income loans or asset depletion loans. And when I first heard about it, I said, what are they doing? Are they just making up loans to put people into? But when you start to think about how they've structured these loans, they're actually very good loans. Let me give you an example. What they're now doing, and they're allowing you to combine your assets with your income. So let's say you're on Social Security and you want to buy a house, and your Social Security along with maybe your pension plan isn't enough to qualify under the standards that they have, but you can handle the payments. Mm-hmm. They now will look at your assets, and here's what they classify as assets: checking, savings, money market, certificate of deposit, stocks or bonds, mutual funds, retirement accounts, 401ks, or IRAs. They'll take 100% of that. So let's say, for just normal thinking, you have $480,000 in all of those accounts sitting there. They will divide that by 120 months. Now they're giving you $4,000 a month in income. They're not tying up the money. They're not taking the money. They're not telling you you have to put it anywhere. They will say you've got $4,000 in income to help qualify for whatever the loan is you want. So it's allowing people to do things that they couldn't do before. They're not touching the money. You know, people. That's if you're at the age of 65 or old. If you're under the age of 65, of the stocks and bonds, mutual funds, retirements, they'll take 70% of it. But whatever it is, and you can combine it all together, and they will count that as income to help you buy. So who does that work for?
Right.
If you start thinking about it, it works for that person that's retired that has the money, but it doesn't meet the standards that they want to say that they meet. It also works for that person that is an investment buyer, likes to buy investment properties. Most investment buyers, like Mike Hills that we have in here, he has money sitting in the bank over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if all of his money is tied up over here with money going in and out and he's using the tax laws, he might not be able to show in his tax return exactly enough income. But now all of a sudden he gets to add that in here because he knows how to manage properties. What's he got, 45?
Yeah.
So he starts adding that all up, and it helps him to maintain and be able to qualify to go get a new loan. So it's actually a very attractive loan for the right, again, it's not for everybody, but it's for the right buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you sometimes get people over the hump. Remember I talked earlier about debt-to-income ratios.
Right.
Maybe at 45, they're saying yes, and at 46, they're saying no. Well, a little bit of assets now takes you over the hump. Doesn't change your rates, it's just a loan.
Now, the one that has the title asset manager loan. We got about 5 minutes here, so let's go through that a little bit.
That's my loan. I've had that loan since 2007, and I'll say it again from the beginning. It's not for everybody. The thing that will make the loan very tough for you is if you're living paycheck to paycheck. This is not a loan that's going to help you to do that. Or if what we call financially disciplined. Financially disciplined is maybe bouncing too many checks. Or maybe every time you get an extra $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 in the bank, you go buy something you don't necessarily need. That's not what this loan works for. But what the way it works is, it's basically a checking, a savings, and a mortgage all in one. So every dollar that you put in this checking account that comes with the mortgage goes right to your principal. So instantly it converts it from a compound interest loan to a simple interest loan, and you pay principal first. Under principal first, you're driving the payoff down. As your payoff goes down monthly, your payment goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you put, let's say, $5,000 in the bank and you spend four of it, every day that that $5,000 sits there, it's basically paying you or saving you the interest of, let's say, 6% on that. So you're making roughly 6% on $5,000 for 20 days before you spend it. It's taking that money and it's applying it to your principal, which in turn goes down, which lowers your payment, which means you pay less interest.
Sure.
The actual net effective interest rate on most of these loans is in the low to mid threes. Now, I don't care if it's a $200,000 loan or $1 million loan. They don't change it. And it works very well. Again, understanding the cash flow, put the money in, let it sit there as long as possible. It'll pay your mortgage down, go pay your bills, you're fine. Your payment gets lower. It's more money that you get. It's that old philosophy, take a penny and go from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16. That's the same thing here. First month you might save $8, then 10,
right,
then 15. And all of a sudden you're saving $60 and $80 a month. It's all principal.
And that adds up just like when you get a bill for $10, $15, $80. I mean, all that adds up in your favor very quickly.
That's why simple interest works a whole lot better than compound interest. Because when you, some people will ask me, what's the rate on a mortgage nowadays? I'll tell them 71%. They go, what do you mean? I say, well, if your rate's 4.25% on a $400,000 loan, you're going to pay back 71% of that $400,000 to own the home. That's compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
Simple interest doesn't work that way.
Sure.
And that's your money. And in most cases, you're going to pay 65 to 70% of that in the first 7 years. And most people don't keep a home mortgage for more than seven. They might stay in the home, but they'll refinance it or move.
And this loan has the capability, probably different scenarios you could use, but what range could someone pay their home off with an asset manager?
Well, we did a show last week that we were on.
Right.
And one of our guests on that show, he paid off his home in 5 years and 4 months, $360,000.
And not changing one thing, this is what he said, not changing one thing of his spending habits.
He said last year he paid $400 in interest on his home. And the advantage to that is after he's paid it off, you now have a line of credit for whatever you originally borrowed. You don't have to shut it down. So when a speed bump of life comes up, should you become unemployed and you can't pay bills, or there's an injury, or you need to replace a furnace that you don't have the money for, you have the money sitting right there. It's yours. Tap your equity. I said it earlier. You've earned the equity in your house. Being able to access it gives you a freedom and a peace of mind that you don't normally get, because nobody can kick you out of it at that point.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us, Fort Adventurous Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. And we've thrown a lot at you today with a lot of different kind of loans, from VA loans to reverse mortgage, self-employed, assets for income, the asset manager loan, and all these things. Kurt will be happy to sit down with you, go through your situation. And, Kurt, we've got about a minute left here, but I tell you, it's always, I think, a good thing for people to give you a call, sit down with you, if they're looking at even buying a home, let's say, and just get that initial consultation with you. You look at everything, kind of see where they're at with things. So if they're ready in 6 months or a year, at least they can start looking.
If you have some questions, I'm not going to ask you for your social. If you just want information, if you have a loan and you want to refinance it, or you're thinking of buying, just we can talk. Give me some information. I say, well, if it works out here, here's roughly where you would be. So you can start to put it together to say, okay, what do I need? What's it going to cost me? If the rates go up, how much more? I can tell you the difference between 4%, 4.25%. It's like $37 a month, depending on the loan size. So you can learn some of those things and little tricks. So when you're out shopping or you're looking online, you can say, okay, I get an idea. So you have a better heads up. I'll tell you how to improve your credit before you get there.
Right.
No worries.
Good deal. Your disclosure, sir.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. Our phone number is 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. And, yes, we are an equal credit lender. My NMLS number is 298-191.
Very good. You got that down.
Thanks.
All right. Kurt, thank you so much. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, Kurt's number is 720-895-0500. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.